Blog Talk Radio.
Boy, Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Mad Cabbage, packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghost writing, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm precise. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift, and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, like them bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Slate, bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo.
This is Journey Bray, and you are now tuned in to the D Hour Show.
In the building! Oh, they're in the building! Oh, it's once again, you already know what time it is. Did somebody, who the hell did left the gate open? Because D Slate, CK, Miss Fab, the crew is in where they fit in. The D Hour Radio Network Celebrity Thursdays going down again on another lovely Thursday, April 11th, 2013. Thank you guys so much for joining us. It's going down around town, so you better open up the window and yell it out. They own everybody. They own. D-Slate. Yeah, raise up the window, yell it out, and tell everybody. D-Slate, CK, Miss Fabulous, we are on right now, Celebrity Thursday, and we got a great show for you guys tonight. Tonight on Celebrity Thursday, we will be talking to the Grammy-nominated R&B songstress, the beautiful Miss Chrisette Michelle is going to be in the building with us tonight. So definitely make sure you guys don't go nowhere. As well as, are you Virginia natives? Are you Virginia natives? Oh, once again, we have another pair of BBD tickets for you guys coming up for this weekend for the BBD concert. We got more tickets to give out. So, and my girl Miss Fabulous got more information for you guys about those tickets, but we got more tickets to give out, so you better stay tuned throughout the whole show, because you just don't know when we're going to be putting it out there for you to come. You got to hear the cue to call. You got to hear the cue to call in. You got to hear the song, I Thought It Was Me by BBD. And when you hear the cue to call in, you better call in. We're looking for caller number 10. You're getting the tickets, BBD, Belle, Biv, DeVoe, Mike, Bonnie, Ricky. Oh, you already know what's going down. Virginia better stand up because we got those tickets, and we're giving them out tonight on Celebrity Thursday. We're talking to the beautiful Miss Chrisette Michelle tonight on Celebrity Thursday. We got the fabulous news. We got D Slate's ND to Stardom double play. You already know it's going down tonight. We got some great things we're going to be discussing tonight. So don't go nowhere. Please stay where you are. If you are an R&B singer, if you are a hip-hop artist, if you are a gospel artist, poet, you like to be featured on the D-Hour Radio Network, you want us to play your music, you want to get some airplay, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. dhourshow@gmail.com. If you are a business owner, you have a website, you want to advertise, you have an event you want to advertise on our network, all you have to do is email us. Email us, dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords, The Hour Show. Miss Fabulous, how are you?
Bonjour, everyone. Bonjour. I am in the place again. The D Hour Show Radio Network Celebrity Thursdays. Hello to you, D Slate, our CEO and our fearless leader. And I also like to say hello to CK before he gets in the studio. I'm ecstatic to have Chrishette Michelle, one of my all-time favorite singers. And then again, stay tuned and keep it locked right here on the D Hour Show Radio Network as we will be giving, yes, Belleville DeVoe tickets to the 10th caller, but that's not all you're going to have to do. But get those fingers ready and make sure you are in the place on tomorrow. Yes, ecstatic.
Ooh, you already heard what she said is going down. You better be getting ready. You better get ready.
Yes.
The cue to call. The cue to call. I thought it was me. By BBD. When you hear that, you better start dialing. We're looking for caller
That's
number
right.
10. When you hear that song, you better get your dial on 718-766-4553. You better dial like your life depended on it. CK, what's good?
What's going on, D-Slade? What's going on, Miss Fabulous? How y'all doing tonight?
What are you doing?
What's good, brother? What's good?
That's good. That's good. I'm looking forward to tonight. We got a great, great show tonight, and I'm just glad to be with my family. I didn't have a good night last night, but I'm glad to be with the family tonight. Last night, tornado came through St. Louis and knocked out my power for a few hours. I didn't get power until 10 o'clock this morning, and I didn't get my this afternoon, well, this evening, but I'm glad to be with the family. I'd rather be with y'all than to be anywhere else.
Oh, you need a hug? Come over here by me, real close
woo,
to the studio. Give
woo,
me a hug. Give me a hug. Now, keep your hands where I can see them. I need a hug.
Got my hands right here.
Oh, no, Miss Saggy, the CK said he's originally from Italy, so they get their grab on. He said they get their grab on.
You know what Tracy Gresham said on Monday? Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know what, my peeps? I got, before I kick off some hits for the peoples real quick, I got a interesting story. I found it funny that I wanted to read to you guys, and it's really interesting, and I'm gonna break it down in a second why I think it's, and you guys may probably figure out what I'm talking about when I say why I think it's so interesting, but it's teen strange ramen addiction, ramen style noodles, a staple in the pantry of broke college students, has been the mainstay of one teenager's diet for the past 13 years, according to an article in the New York Daily Times. Georgie Reedman, 18, of the Isle of Wight, UK, refuses to eat fruit and vegetables and exists solely on packaged noodle soup, a snack that often contains high amounts of fat, saturated fat, and sodium. One package typically boosts 400 calories and 12 grams of fat. Reedman, who is 5'3 and 98 pounds, told Daily News that she became hooked on the noodles when she was five years old, and her mother still buys her packages by the dozen. She estimates eating 30 miles of noodles per year and thought of eating anything else makes her sick. She states, I hate the texture of fruit and vegetables. And she said, I can't go to my friends for dinner or go out for meals because I don't want them to see me freak out if the side salad touches the stuff I eat. Mom goes to the supermarket and brings back as many packages as she can afford. I always fancy noodles and could easily eat two two packets at once. I've eaten them dry and uncooked before. Many children develop picky eating patterns after they turn one because their bodies naturally need less food and their taste buds change, so they become more opinionated and selective about what they eat. Plus, at the age, they're often on the go, so it can be hard to get them to sit down properly for balanced meals. And although parents might give in to the demands of their children because it's easier than arguing about food, one recent study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that 78% of picky eating habits can be attributed to genetics.
Wow.
But, yeah. So this young lady, Georgie Reedman, only wants to eat ramen noodles. Ms. Fab, what do you think?
Wow, I find that to be very, very interesting. The reference that you started off the conversation with was primarily ramen noodles are consumed by college students, right?
Right.
Normally this is done because, you know, of the convenience and also with limited resources for its cooking, or all you need is just a pot and maybe some water. And when I refer to pot, I mean the pan, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, moving forward, a lot of impoverished neighborhoods and demographical areas, I want to just say, to put it out there, I'm not being stereotypical, but a lot of urbanistic demographics and families normally can feed large amounts for less. So we're not have to be necessarily segregated to just that, but it's become a part of our culture, if you will. I'm not really saying that this is a strange addiction or if it's something that the young lady has to continue to do, again, because of budget, but I don't know. It could probably be, you know, advantageous or disadvantageous. You noted that she's only 98 pounds, and that is, you know, really, really frail. But at the same time, the lesson and the message is that there are options. There are options, and that's all I can say. She's going to have to endure some other things in the long run with that sodium intake and all the other things medically she's going to be challenged by for, you know, something less is going to be more in the future. That's really rough.
What's CK, what you think, bro?
Okay. I'm of the thought that she must have got the book by the Ghetto Gourmet. You know, my homeboy and all, he coming up with some stuff. I personally know it's a part of the culture, but I mean, I just couldn't. I'm the kind of eater that if I eat something for quite some time, I mean, I get kind of bored and ready to eat something else. I have to have my fruits, my veggies. I just can't do wrong or anything like that, you know. I mean, you know. So I can understand where she's coming from, but at the same time, that's not the way of life. I know it's like cheap on money, so you know we don't have to spend too much. But no, unless we're gonna make a big old pot, throw some veggies and cut some new stuff up in it and make some better out of it, make it a whole new dish, but nah. But I guess the way the times are, so yeah.
You know, I look at it like this. I'll say this. First of all, I find it interesting because we as African Americans, we eat the, you know, ramen noodles a lot. That was a staple that we came across, and you know, because it's fairly inexpensive, so we definitely eat it quite often, and it makes it a little bit better that they have many different flavors. But I just find it interesting how I think the things that I just it's interesting how some of the things that we do regularly, or we do all the time, and we, you know, things that, you know, we eat a lot, or we do a lot, or we say a lot, or whatever the case may be, whatever our stilo is, the style, our swag, it seems that, you know, our swag gets leaked out and it gets trickled down to other cultures, and it's almost like they give it a try and they start doing it, and it's like a whole new different world for them. It's a whole new different atmosphere, and they're like, oh, you know, and then they start creating articles like that, and oh, but you know, and it's funny to us because it's when we see different things like that, especially if it's things that we do on a daily, we look at it like, okay, we do that. We look at it like, okay, I do that all the time. You know, I say that all the time. I dress like that all the time. I do that all the time. What's the big deal?
Hey, D-Spray, can I interject for just a moment?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, well, I was going to say, you know, that was more so of a hasty generalization that I made earlier in my commentary. You know, you negated to include the particular, you know, color. You just mentioned the gender, but you didn't mention race. So we just automatically deferred. It being an African American young lady, you know, again, the statistics, right? The statistics rise in terms of impoverished communities that African Americans, and I do stand to be corrected as a statistician, that African Americans are not the leading race, and it's not always about race. So, for you listeners, I know what you're going to say, well, they're always going to make it a white or black thing. No, our world's not circular of just those two, you know, particular races. But my point being is that, you know, the statistics prove that we are not necessarily the foregoers of impoverished communities. And that may just be a choice. You might just unbearably, philosophically like that food, but there are options. There are options, young ladies. So, therefore, don't get hooked, don't get crooked, because you're going to pay for it in the long run. I'm telling you, sodium is like maybe 1,300 milligrams of sodium and stuff like that. TV dinners, you know, quick meals like that. It's great. It's cost less, but you're going to pay more in the long run.
That's true. That's true. And that's probably one of the reasons why, because of a lot of the different things, medical things that we've been plagued with as African Americans, you know, that's why these days we're trying to stay away from a lot of those things ourselves. You know, but I just find it really interesting, you know, when I hear stories like that. I find it really interesting. You know, when it's something that we do, we say, we wear, we talk about, we speak on a regular, you know, it's every day for us, you know, it's all the time for us. It's nothing. It's like a reflex. And then we see, you know, other cultures getting into some of those things or doing some of those things, like, you know, so, you know, but now it's a news report. It's an article. Now people are like, oh, you know, this person, you know, you see somebody talking a certain way or dressing a certain way, or, oh, you know, big booty is the thing now. And, this type of music is the thing, or and we're looking at like, okay, that's been the thing for us for forever.
Right.
Right.
You know, so we find it humorous, you know, when we see those things and we'd be like, you know, that's something that we've been living and been getting down with for as long as we can remember, and we find it really humorous when we see other people getting involved in some of the things we do on a daily, and they're so intrigued by it, and you know they're so it's so amazing, you know, and it's to us it's like, you know, like anybody else that could that you know that may have read that story could have been, may have possibly been like, oh well, I eat that all the time. I got her beat. I've been eating it for 20 years. You know, I mean, so it's like, you know, somebody else may see that and they may think, okay, you know, I eat that on the regular. You know, what's the big deal? But again, you know, when it's not something that's being done on a regular basis, you know, for anyone else, of course they're going to see something amazing or something incredible behind it. But for us, we're just like, oh, okay. But, you know, I like ramen noodle soup, too, so somebody can come do a story about me.
Right. But you know what? This will be the last for me in terms of a deal breaker discussion. You know, CK and D Slate, and to the rest of the DR Show Radio Network listeners, there are other, you know, social economic status persons, if you will, as well as various races that thoroughly enjoy or have incorporated noodles in their diet. Say, for instance, Asians, okay? And there are also Japanese, you know, commodity noodles, because I eat a lot of Japanese noodles, and they're very cost-efficient, you know, but they're very good. And, again, the dry, dehydrated vegetables, again, consume a lot of sodium. But, again, when you say ramen noodles, it automatically triggers to a person's mind and thought that African-Americans, ramen noodles, 10 for a dollar or 100 for $3. You know, I'm just being facetious, but still, again, we have to stop making things about race and making things about health conscientious, and because it may be a problem, you know. It may be a problem, and it will develop into a problem. I personally like them. I like them with hot dogs. I like it with chicken. I like it with fish, you know, but that's just me. That's my palate. I'm a very eclectic eater, like CK was saying. I like different things. My mind has become immune to different things. So it's a commodity in a lot of different places and different restaurants, high-standard restaurants, or Page Six in New York. A lot of their restaurants carry ramen noodles because, again, it's a funny trend. It's not a problem until it's a problem. You know, when it hits your community and you're not, you know, for it, it's antagonistic, it's you know, degrading. But if it affects somebody else, it's like, that's their problem. So, again, right. You got to look at it from both vantage points.
I agree.
I definitely agree.
And she's right. You know, Ms. Fab is right. You know, you definitely don't want, you know, and again, you know, we learn from our mistakes, you know, by, you know, doing certain things that's not health conscious for us and that's not healthy for us. And we've learned the hard way, you know, over centuries and different things like that. We've learned the hard way with certain diets and certain things that we eat. So, yeah, you know, it's like we are also starting to come away from that, a lot of those, you know, those bad things, if you will, and started to do more exercising and eat more consciously and be more aware about our health, which is important, which is very important for everybody, because obesity is definitely a problem in our country, especially with our kids and what they're eating and what we're allowing them to eat. So I think it's a lot of things are definitely good, but they're not good to eat all the time. You know,
not good,
so,
but not,
you know,
good for you.
Exactly. So, you know, you definitely got to be careful with eating large quantities of something that definitely might not be good for you in the long run. So you got to be careful with that. It is an amazing feat, you know, to eat so much of that. But, again, like Ms. Fab said, it could definitely hurt you in the long run. So hopefully she gets over her phobia about fruit and vegetables and, you know, and start getting it in. Maybe, maybe somebody needs to drop her off in a jungle somewhere and, where all she can eat is fruit and vegetables. And, you don't want to do that. And then she may have a taste for monkey and lion and, you know, whatever else could be in the jungle. So
wow.
No, we don't want to do that to
her. Wow. Interesting.
We get into with Celebrity Thursday, D Slate, Miss Fabulous CK. I got some hits for you guys when we come back. We may hit you guys up with the fabulous news with my girl Miss Fabulous. It's Bobby Brown, Don't Let Me Die. We got some Chrisette Michelle. So don't go nowhere. Hits, people, hits. And you better get ready, because as soon as we play the cue to call song, BBD, I thought it was me, when we get the 10th caller, you will get those tickets to the BBD concert in Norfolk, Virginia. Oh, it's going down. I guarantee you better be listening, because when you hear it, I thought it was me. I'm telling you, when you hear it, you better get the fingers of dialing, because the tickets will be waiting for the 10th caller. D Slate, Miss Fabulous, CK, Celebrity Thursday, DL Radio Network, Bobby Brown. Let's go.
Been about a month since you've been gone. I guess it's pretty clear that you ain't coming home. Meanwhile, I'm trying to find the strength to move on. Searching the streets, trying to find you a clone. I didn't realize that every breath I took was from you. And you were my air, and I can't be still alive. I don't know how to live without you. I need you here. It's like I'm holding my breath. Don't let me die, girl. Don't let me die, girl. Don't let me die. Got nothing left. Don't let me die, girl. Don't let me die, girl. Don't let me die. I guess I messed up pretty bad. Pieces back, but I guess now you're gone, and it hurts so bad that I let you walk away. And it's killing me softly. I don't know what to say. Feels like I'm holding my breath. Don't let me die, girl. Don't let me die, girl. Oh,
Me and and her crew used to do her.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Do you have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Welcome back, The Hour Show Radio Network, D Slate, Miss Fabulous CK in the building playing all the hits. You already know how we do it. Belle Biv DeVoe, Poison. I know people's like, oh, was that it? No, that wasn't it. Sorry. Didn't mean to do you like that. We had Chrisette Michelle, I Don't Know Why, But I Do. And my man Bobby Brown with Don't Let Me Die. And trust me, in a little bit, we will be talking to the beautiful Miss Chrisette Michelle and getting it in with her about her music career and the many things that she's doing, and she's working on the new album. Also the tour that she did with Keisha Cole. We'll be talking with her about that, and just, you know, just music in general and what's going on, everything about Chrisette Michelle. All your questions, and if you want to talk to her, if you got some questions, you can log into our chat room right now and post your questions, or you can call in at 718-766-4553. If you'd like to talk to Chrisette Michelle and you got some questions for her. But for now, ladies and gentlemen, we got to find out what's so fabulous in the world today. What's going on? What makes the world so fabulous? Miss Fabulous? Can you please tell us what's going on and what's fabulous right now?
Well, thank you so very much for that, D. Slate. It's another wonderful segment of Celebrity Thursdays on the D Hour Show Radio Network. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous, no pun intended. And definitely we have a wonderful, wonderful show lined up for you on tonight. We will be speaking for the fame to the famed actress, songwriter, songstress, philanthropist, humanitarian, and all the other isms that you could possibly think about. I'm talking about the one and only Chrisette Michelle. She just rocked the mic here in Virginia with Keisha Cole not too long ago, and the concert was standing room only. So definitely like to shout out to that. A lot of different artists and entertainers are doing their thing. As I mentioned the last show on Monday, yes, your all-time favorite, the girl next door, or should I say the 46-year-old woman next door, she is having her second child. And I'm speaking about, if you missed a segment, I'm speaking about no other than Halle Berry expecting her second child. This will be the first baby for the couple. Berry's representatives say we will not be commenting or confirming any additional details. So if you're curious about the baby's sex or when he or she will join Berry's 5-year-old daughter, you have to stay tuned. Yeah, like we want you to do for the D Hour Show Radio Network. But nonetheless, Berry, age 46, and Martinez, 47, began dating in 2010 after co-starring in the thriller Dark Tide. They became engaged 15 months later. Berry has talked about wanting to add to her family as recent as last year of November during an appearance on the Wendy Williams Show. And I know a lot of news has been in a rise, and don't get your panties in a bunch, ladies and gentlemen. We need to let that go. Matter of fact, instead of talking about Cuba, why don't you go ahead and get you a Cuban, and I'm talking about the deli sandwich. Ladies and gentlemen, get your minds out of the smoke signal. Yes, I'm talking about Beyonce and Jay-Z's anniversary trip to Cuba, and I'm bringing it back up because everywhere you turn, right, left, be about face, parade, rest, it is in the news. Jay-Z and Beyonce just celebrated their 5th year anniversary. You go, girl. And if you like it, you got to do what? Put a ring on it. He did put a ring on it. And he's buying out rings and palladiums and venues because he is considered to be an official, yes, sports agent. You go, Jay-Z. Oh, yeah, he was there contracting and looking for baseball talent. That is all, ladies and gentlemen. What bigger fish to fry? More issues throughout the world, like world famine, and I'd like to find a cure for all of these diseases. Can we focus on that and stop focusing on Jay-Z? I'm about to say Jay-Z, Beyonce and Jay-Z put together. Yeah, because they're collaborative effort. Teamwork, yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, also April is National Autism Awareness Month, and it is also National Poetry Month. So if you are participating in the 30-30 Challenge, that is writing a poem a day, that is being a lyricist per day, definitely guide your mind and guide your emotion and be able to do something positive. Put it on paper so you'll have a receipt of it, right? Right. Agree.
Right.
A couple of facts about autism before we get ready to commence to giving away these tickets to Belle Biv DeVoe. Facts about autism. Autism now affects 1 in 88 children and 1 in 54 boys. As continuously being circulated on the D Hour Show Radio Network, we are obligated and commenced to entertainment and educating. So we like to refer to it as edutaining. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the DMV area, and particularly Virginia, tonight on Celebrity Thursdays, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to Belle Biv DeVoe, who will be performing this Friday, April 12, 2013, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tickets are made available at Ticketmaster if you're not able to win it. So if you're in it to win it, guess what? Be the 10th caller here and answer correctly the trivia question. When you hear the song, I thought it was me. Yeah, you thought it was you that's going to win these tickets. Get your fingers busy, 718-766-4553. Get you in once again, 718-766-4553. Congratulations and good luck to you. This has been another wonderful segment of Fabulous News. Now back to you, D. Slate.
Oh, it's been another wonderful segment of Fab Fabulous News. Thank you, Miss Fabulous, for that. And I got to say that Halle Berry having another child. Yeah, fellas, I know. I know, man. I know.
Yeah.
Fellas, calm down. Calm down. I know. The real brothers, all fellas meeting will be going down this weekend, and we will be talking about that, fellas. You all know all the brothers know when you get the text, you know that's when it's time for us to have the meeting. Oh, we will be talking about that. We will be discussing Halle Berry being pregnant again. We will be discussing Janet Jackson being married. Oh, yeah, we're talking about that, all that, brothers. So just get ready, because the real brothers, the all fellas meeting goes down this weekend, so y'all better get ready, because you know we're going to be talking about many subjects like that. I just want to say that I truly do hope that if you guys are going to go and you want to go on vacation, you want to go out of town, and feel free to be able to go to whatever place you want to. If they're okay with you coming to their country or whatever the case may be, then I don't see what the problem is. I'm still trying to understand how we have to go to our country, talk to our government about going to another country. I'm still trying to understand. Still trying to understand that one. And I also want to say, before I take another hit break, and you never know, because the cue to call in may be in the hit break. You never know. But
you
I also want to throw out there to all my brothers and sisters that are serving in the military, that are armed forces. I want to salute you guys, and I want to say all those that are getting ready to be deployed to South Korea, keep your head up, watch your back, and we got your back. And we salute you, and we are very proud of you guys for serving our country and protecting us like you do. And you be careful, and you watch your back out there, because I know it's getting real crazy in South Korea right now. So hopefully nothing crazy comes out of it. But all my brothers and sisters in the armed forces, you watch your back.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another hit break. Oh, yeah, we got to get some more music in. We got to get it in for you guys. All I got to say is the cue to call in could be in there. BBB, I thought it was me. When you hear it, we're looking for the 10th caller. And you're going to Norfolk, Virginia to see BBD and their concert. That'll be tomorrow. Is that right, Miss Fabulous?
That is correct, D. Slate. Tomorrow at the Adsum Theater in Norfolk, Virginia at 8 p.m. And the tickets are non-transferable. It's for the person who has won the tickets, yes, directly. And I also want to say, the 10th caller, you're going to have to be able to be participatory of the fill in the blanks. We'll let you know what that's all about, but definitely 718-766-4553. Once again, 718-766-4553. Good luck.
You better get ready when you hear it. The 10th caller, BBD tickets, Norfolk, Virginia, Addicts Theater. It goes down tomorrow. I'm talking about as easy as 1, 2, 3. You better get the fingers ready to dial. It goes down, the Hour Show, Radio Network, Celebrity Thursday. We got Chrishette Michelle coming up in a little bit. Oh, man, it's time for some music. We got some CeCe Peniston. We may have some Donnell Jones. We may have some BBD. I don't know. I really don't know. All you got to do is listen. It's time to get it in. CeCe, what do you got to say to the people right now? It's CeCe Peniston. Let's go.
Bring it on.
Thank you. Mama, don't cry for me. Papa, don't feel bad. Cold are the streets that I gotta keep. They bang, so we bang back. So I read my hood, my city, my borough thoroughly. That's all I had. In my feet, rapping the wrong color on the wrong street, with no heat, rockin' Dickie, Chuckers, Santana, my brothers, haters, a lover, still got each other, we twist our hands up and pull our pants up, walk this way, throw your flag in your setup,
mama don't cry for me, no, papa don't feel bad, cold are the streets that we got.
Girl so wild.
I thought it was me.
like that with all the guys.
Yo, I love being a bachelor. Ricky said, yo, that girl's a good catch for you. She and I choose to cruise in my love boat. My waterbed kept us afloat. I had to prove my manhood, show her that the B.I.B. was damn good. Understood, I never had my boat rocked like that before. Yo.
Well, when we left the spot, all systems ready to go. She said, sit back and relax. I'm running the show. I couldn't hesitate. It was much too late. That girl had got me straight. And I was ready to go.
BBD tickets at the Attics Theater in Norfolk, Virginia. All the Virginians, stand up. You better be calling in right now. We're looking for the 10th caller to get the pair of BBD tickets at the Attics Theater for tomorrow. We're looking for the 10th caller. You better be calling in. That's what we're looking for right now. That was BBD. I thought it was me, the cue to call in. So we are looking for the 10th caller. So hopefully you're getting your call in right now. I saw a little article that McDonald's had to apologize for unapproved ad that mocks mental illness PSAs. And it said, "You're not alone. Millions of people love the Big Mac." And it had a woman or a person, with their head down. Because last month Ford made headlines when an allegedly unapproved ad featuring Silvio Berlusconi with a trunk full of gagged, hog-tied, and crying women. And now McDonald's is fielding a PR failure for an unapproved ad that went public. The ad found as a poster on the Boston Metro paradigm mental health and depression PSAs. "You're not alone. Millions of people love the Big Mac," the ad reads, next to the photo of a crying woman and an 800 number that connects to McDonald's corporate office. McDonald's was not happy and released a statement to the Time. "We can confirm this ad was not approved by McDonald's, and as soon as we learned about it, we asked that it be taken down immediately. We have an approval process in place with our marketing and advertising agencies to ensure that all advertising content is consistent with our brand values. Regrettably, in this incident, that process was not followed. We sincerely apologize for this error." Arnold apologizes for his mistake to McDonald's and anyone who was offended by the ad. McDonald's did not approve the ad, and its release was our unintended error. We addressed the issue and have improved our approval process to ensure this does not happen in the future. Arnold Boston made the make the ad and told Adweek his apology. This particular tasteless ad, considering that Hill Holiday launched a massive Happier Boston campaign for Samaritan that this winter aimed at lowering suicide rates in the city while Massachusetts suicide rates went down. The McDonald's advertisement in question is part of a large unapproved campaign that pokes fun at stereotypical Subway ads. The personal injuries lawyer ad promises to get you sausage you deserve. The continued education spoof reads, "It's never too late for Angus bacon cheese." That's crazy. CK, what you think?
Well, I'm not loving it.
There it is.
I'm not loving it.
That's all I gotta say.
I agree. Wow. What you think, Miss Fabulous?
Well, I want to comment on two things. One, you know, I'm highly offended because I am from Boston, Massachusetts, and we drive cars, and a lot of advertisements are posted on buses and public transportation, and information is disseminated via television, internet, radio, so on and so forth, right? And there is a luring approach as into what we often refer to in our subconscious as osmosis. So even if you sleep with the television on, you're gaining some type of stability or instability of, you know, infomercials and information and so forth in the subconscious. This can go one or two ways, okay? You're implementing or making a suggestion that, you know, when people are depressed, they eat. Okay, so to have a woman in shame with her hands down and then, you know, a Big Mac of all, you know, sandwiches or whatever the case may be, I think it could have been tied into, you know, an internet bug or whatever the case may be, and the, you know, multi-billionaire conglomerate McDonald's have stated that this is not of their approval. So I'm glad that they actually addressed the issue because it can be cited in the worst light possible to mental health persons as well as those who are fighting obesity and things of that nature. So you have so many different anonymity of different clubs and cliques and organizations that were boycott McDonald's as a whole, and there are franchises and there are corporations, and there's so much that go into this. So as a person having a master's in business, and in particularly marketing is my area, okay, I would say that I am highly offended, you know, and just the fact that it's in Boston, that makes it even worse. That's my hometown. Well, speaking of which, Bill DeVoe is from Boston, but let me get back on my soapbox. But nonetheless, I find it very irreputably disgusting, and whoever the corporates are, I hope that was taken care of and admonished to let them know that is not cool. End of soapbox. Stepping down.
Well, I mean, I just think that I think that is you know, pretty tasteless to use something like that to you know, to advertise. But I know that, You know, some companies would, you know, do whatever it takes, you know, to bring in that business. But I think that, you know, when you truly think about it, you know, it's those individuals that are suffering from whatever, you know, whatever those PSAs, whoever those PSAs are reaching out to, those are the individuals that are buying your product. So when you disrespect them like that, then you turn them away from whatever it is you're trying to sell. And also people that's really passionate about that. So I think as a company, you definitely got to be careful with how you advertise your product because you really don't want to offend anybody.
Right. Can I slide in here real quick? You know, and also, D-Slate, the persons that I was trying to refer to, as common are, you know, various interest groups. You know what I mean? There are interest groups for everything from tree-hugging people wearing, you know, green everything to, you know, common interest groups who, you know, go on Capitol Hill fighting for a particular cause. And some people are weak-minded, so therefore if they see McDonald's or, you know, any type of corporation that is synonymous with, you know, a childhood or whatever, and they don't have the means and the mentality to be able to differentiate between, okay, this is a good thing, this is a bad thing, you're going to have a huge, huge, huge situation on your hands, you know. So that's major right there, it really is, and it's attached to something that is in the American way. You know, you say McDonald's, you think of the American way, even though it's across widespread of international borders, but yet still, again, it can be, you know, something that is very disadvantageous to all.
Absolutely. I agree. And again, you know, I say that, you know, it's really important that as a business, you know, you definitely got to definitely be careful with the way you advertise your product. We're still looking for the people. I mean, I know somebody want to go see BBD. We're still looking for the 10th caller. For the BBD tickets, we're looking for the 10th caller for the queue. Was I thought it was me by BBD. We're looking for the 10th caller to receive these BBD tickets to go to see BBD at the Addicts Theater in Norfolk, Virginia. We're still waiting for the 10th caller, so you still got a little time to get it in. So, Virginia, stand up. You want to see BBD? 718-766-4553, 718-766-4553. 766-4553. You want to go see BBD tomorrow, as easy as tomorrow, you got to call in. We're looking for the 10th caller. Right now, we're going to take another quick hit break. When we come back, we will be talking to the beautiful Miss Chrisette Michelle. Oh, it's going down. You already know. I'm telling you, BBD, Addicts Theater, tomorrow. 718-766-4553. Man, we got Darnell Jones. He's talking about us forever. You better be paying attention.
Yeah, this goes out to all the women that hold their man down, especially my woman, my 22.
Ever since the day we met, I
feel so complete.
You wrapped your love around me, babe. I don't have to fall for nothing.
As long as I can be with you,
I wanna be with you. Baby, you're my inspiration. You put your life on hold to be with me. I can't live a day without you.
Forever, be
bad. I'm gonna be here forever, be bad.
ones. That's still my shit. Yo, I done heard I was crazy. They want me to make my first album.
How come?
Guess they was nervous of the outcome. Get it done anyway. What them people say as we look around, notice who ain't with me here today. My circle getting small, my legend growing bigger, and I'm yet to reach my apex. Go figure, all the respect I accumulated. You can time that by 10 and it's understated. I done been shot down, underestimated. I done seen plenty try, I'm the one that made it. I ain't related to your failure, young and I'm no loser. Icebox flow, novice, just cooler. Slick as the ruler, verbiage be the jewelry. Bout making moves, rest of y'all time foolery. Ain't nobody true as me, ain't nobody cool as she. Y'all about truancy, I'm all about brutality. And
they say they know, they don't. Say we should go, but we won't.
On the break, my belly ain't full when it's food on your plate. I'm tired of talking about how they ain't ate, but sit up on the net perpetrating like they straight. The pace is the pace, I know egos do inflate. This life ain't a movie, dog, it's only one slate. It's only one bar, split stone, no breaks. This is all protein,
muscle milk,
no shakes. It's written on your face, I can no longer toy. We're grown men, Peter Pan and such boys. We all make noise, my frequency is favored. Return of the Jedi, better have your lightsaber. We can be neighbors, never more friends. Loyalty is royalty, you'll get it in the end. I did it once again, it's honor to the death. Or H-O-J, till I'm done, nothing left.
They say they know, they don't. Say we should go, but we won't.
Tell me how, 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 how. Is this alone for you to come around.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that. 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 I'm chill.
the crispy fat boys. Them dug the jams and commenced to going forth. She swept the beats and asked me could she puff it. Me, I got crew kids, seven and a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bet the dealt. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Big. He rocks the teeth from the Brooklyn 9 pig. The reverb's a slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like me coming stacks and rolls. You used to find the buzz in a box of fades. Now he boogies up your stage, plats twist the braids. And I'm peace like that. 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 I'm peace.
Check it out, man. I groove like that. I'm smooth like that. I jive like that. I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that. I stack like that. I'm down like that. I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that. I'm fat like that. I'm in like that because I swing like that.
We jazz like that. We freak like that. We zoom like that. We out. We out. We out.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, D Hour Radio Network, D Slayness, Fabulous CK, Dickable Planet, cool like that. You already know how we do it, getting all the hits in for Celebrity Thursday. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to get ready to introduce our beautiful, talented special guest for tonight on Celebrity Thursday. We're definitely excited. We're big fans of her music. Surrounded by music since she was a small child, 23, singer, songwriter, and composer, Chrisette Michelle has been blessed with an old soul. And this Long Island-bred songwriter and vocalist has a deep appreciation for the harmonic foundations that includes gospel and jazz. She says, I did my first solo when I was 4 years old, extremely talented. Currently getting it in and promoting her new album. And all the fans are definitely excited, just like we are, to hear about everything that's going on with her and everything that she's doing right now with her new music. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D Hour Show Celebrity Thursday welcome to the beautiful Miss Chrisette Michelle.
Hey, how are you?
Well, hi, Chrisette. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Well, we are extremely blessed, and we are so thankful to have you on the show with us tonight. It is an honor to have you on the show with us tonight, so thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I know my partners definitely want to get their questions in, but I want to start off by saying, how are you doing, and how was the tour? How was the tour with Keisha Cole?
I'm wonderful. I'm actually just getting off the stage now from the casino in Detroit.
Wow.
We just had a show tonight. So I just dodged a couple of beautiful, beautiful photographs, some wonderful people. And I just put my hoodie on in hopes that me and you can have a successful interview. But I'm doing great. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. So how's the tour been going so far?
It's so much fun. Keisha Cole has the most beautiful, really, really fun and kind fans. They are the type that come up to you and talk to you and want to get pictures and want to hang out after the show. And those are the kind of fans you want, you know. You want people
absolutely.
Who you can get to know and who you can write music for.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I know a lot of people have been talking about it and people have been so excited and having so much fun at the concerts with you guys. So. And I know we love your music, and I know what type of music you put out, so I know the concerts are phenomenal.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Miss Fabulous, you have any questions for Chrisette Michelle?
You know, I can start off by saying this, Chrisette Michelle. I am never, ever, 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 like, shaking in my bones, but I am ecstatically, emphatically so excited to be speaking with you on tonight. I am such a huge fan of, like, the fifth dimension. I mean, truly, truly, yes, as a performing artist, as a lyrical spoken word artist, you know, definitely I have been following your career for quite some time. I do want to say this before I actually get into my question. I remember that segment in which you featured on Girlfriends and you know, talking about, you know, appearance and body weight and things of that nature. That is when I most had the most most respect for you for that particular moment, because, again, you took yourself outside of being an artist to disseminate information for other women and served as a role model. And you continue to do so in your current projects and just futuristically. So I want to say thank you for that, for being a female role model as well as an entertainer. I want to just say, you know, now you've touched upon music, you've touched upon the television sector. What next for Chrishette Michelle, and who is responsible for your influences?
The same is next. I'm having a really, really great time traveling around the country and around the world. It's incredible to see people come and fill up seats in big rooms and in big theaters and show love. And it's incredible to be able to inspire people and know that you're changing people's lives and bringing joy where you go. So it's an incredible feeling to do this music, and it would be really, really hard to ask me to do something else. My influences are Erykah Badu, Jill Scott, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, Sarah Vaughan, Mahalia Jackson, all the soul singers of yore and of today.
Wow.
Wow. Well, I want to say in closing, Chrishette Michelle, I want to thank you so, so very much for your contribution to the industry. I have all of your albums. I Am is my favorite.
Thank you.
Know, the songs, exactly, the songs in which you have conveyed the message about love, loss, relationships, you know, redeeming qualities of getting yourself back together, and not necessarily as an entertainer, but I felt that coming inward from a woman who has traveled and who has, you know, held to experiences. So, you know, collectively, the music makes me cry, makes me feel a certain kind of way, if you will, but it's a positive thing. And I'm just so, so endorseful of what you have for the near future. And just thank you and continue, you know, blessing us with great music. I mean, you're super, super
thank you
awesome.
So much.
And I mean that wholeheartedly. I do. You're awesome.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I got my other co-host, CK, in the building. CK, you have any questions for Chrishette Michelle?
Well, I just want to say thank you for coming on. It is a pleasure to meet you. You are absolutely one of the greatest things I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you.
Very beautiful. I love your art. I love what you bring to the stage.
Thank you.
And I ask you to keep doing what you're doing. You're doing what you love best.
Thank you.
My first question would be is, in your time of being an artist, was there ever a difficult point where you had to go back and reevaluate who you were and rethink things before you would say, oh, I'm just going to give up, and once you restarted, you was like, I know.
Yeah, I've definitely had to reevaluate. I probably reevaluate once a month. This industry moves so fast. Things change all the time. And what's really exciting and fun about being in the industry is that you can reevaluate whenever you want, because people are always interested in seeing something new, something different. So I don't have to deprive myself of changing, of growing, of becoming, because people don't really mind change when you're in the music industry. I've always been a person who got bored fast, got bored really easily, and so the music industry is the perfect place for me to constantly travel, see new things, and become new things as I go.
Okay. Wow, cool. Now, the next question I want to ask you is that has it been on the road and traveling, and I know you said that seeing if people feel defeated and coming out to enjoy the show, is there anything that you Is there anything you would do differently than you did when you first started?
You said, is there anything that I
would do differently than when? Anything that would it be anything that you do now differently than when you first started in the music business?
Oh, so many things. I mean, so many things. When you first come into the music industry, there are a lot of people showing you the way because you know absolutely nothing. I literally came into the music industry from school and knew nothing about business, nothing about marketing, nothing about sales. I didn't know the CEO of, you know, so many companies. I didn't meet with Starbucks and Target and Kmart and Amazon and all these people and businesses. Now I've become very hands-on with meeting these people, telling these people who I am and what it is that I want to contribute to culture and to society. And I'm not afraid to talk to business owners and CEOs of these great companies like Target who sell my music in the store but also help me to convey my message through whatever posters they decide to put up in their store, through whatever ad campaigns they decide to do on their websites or their newsletters. So I've just become very, very hands-on. I love business. I love marketing. And I love creating my own marketing campaign.
Okay. My final question would be is, out of any song that you ever wrote, produced, or sung, what is your most favorite?
Out of all the songs that I've written and produced, my favorite is probably Your Joy. It's a song I wrote to my dad on my first album. I love the sound of classic American music. I love the sound of acoustic guitar. So getting to hang out with Babyface in the studio and writing a song dedicated to my father, that was really a special song for me.
That's great.
Oh, wow.
You said something very, very imperative for our listening audience and people trying to break into the industry. You know, Ms. Chrisette Michelle has indicated something about branding. And, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned that, Chrisette, because the fact of the matter is that there are so many cookie cutters, there are so many people who are emulating other people that negate to remember it's okay to be yourself. And that's what I admire about you the most. You never, ever, ever allow yourself to go under in order to be on top of the industry. You never, you know, lost yourself in the making of the big national recording artist that we know today, Chrisette Michelle. So I appreciate that, and I applaud the realness. You know, when you came to Virginia March 29th, it was standing room only, and people were still talking about it. So, you know, you and Keisha Cole rocked the house, and Virginia's for lovers. Well, Virginia is now of lovers of Chrisette Michelle, because I'm telling you, your craft is phenomenal. And just thank you again.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Well, definitely, Chrisette, I know us and the fans would definitely like to know, tell us about the new album and the inspiration that went into it.
I'm putting out a new album called Better. It comes out on June 11th. I'm so excited. I took out some time to really detox, to cleanse, and to just become better on the inside, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. And so it's definitely reflected in the music. You can feel me and hear me falling in love. And you've heard me fall out of love. You've heard me become angry. I mean, I've been so honest with this music. It's ridiculous and almost embarrassing sometimes. But finally, I've stripped myself of all the negativity that I've experienced. I feel healed and I feel well on the inside.
No doubt. Well, I know we definitely can't wait to hear the new album. Now, you do have a single on the album called Better, right?
Yes, I have a single called Better, but the first single on the album is called A Couple of Forevers, and it's just asking a guy, listen, man, I'm not asking for too much. We're in love, right? Can I have a couple of forevers? And if you watch the video, I think he's kind of interested. So.
Oh, absolutely. Well, definitely, we do have your single Better, and we're going to play that The Hour Show world premiere. We're going to play that tonight. I want to play that right now. And if you don't mind, when we come back, I definitely got two really great questions I want to ask you to close it out. But right now, we definitely want to let everybody hear your new single, Better. Definitely go ahead and introduce your song for everybody.
Sure. This is a song that I wrote literally in a few minutes. I was so serious on my heart that the words just came to me. And it was the kind of song that you don't take a long time to record. You record it once, you cry your way through it, and you put it on tape and give it to everybody. So there's some cracks, there's some squeaks, but it's honest. This is called Better.
I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, The Hour Radio Network world premiere, Chrisette Michelle's new single, Better. We got more with Chrisette Michelle when we come back. Let's go.
Woo!
When I fall for love the next time, and the arrows in my back, I won't let the pain get me down. Oh no, I won't fight back. Let the Cupid take me wherever he wants to go.
Again, The Hour Radio Network, D-Slate, Miss Fabulous, CK in the building right now with the beautiful Miss Chrisette Michelle. That was the The Hour world premiere of her new single, Better. Chrisette, I have to say, so far, that's my favorite single off the album, so far.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's my mom's favorite single since she is fighting for it.
I love that song. That's my favorite so far off the album. That's definitely my favorite.
Thank you.
Now, two really great questions I have for you before we close it out. One of them is, you know, these days, you know, real R&B fans, you know, feel like R&B music today is kind of in an uproar. You know, there's a lot of them, a lot of fans who really don't feel some of the new music that they're hearing on the radio, and some of them tend to go back and listen to some of the old music that they know and love. And a lot of fans feel like creativity's out the window. They have a problem with the whole auto-tune thing. You know, so a lot of people are questioning R&B these days. And I'd just like to know, in your opinion, why do you think so many fans are kind of tearing away from some of the new R&B music these days?
I think that the new fans aren't going with the new style of music. I try really hard to respect everyone's opinion on the state of R&B music today. But everything evolves, everything changes. Back in the day, in the 70s, they came out with the vocoder, and it sounds exactly like what Drake is doing right now. And so that happened over 40 years ago, and we respect that type of music. We respect funk like it was in the 70s. But for some reason, music is losing its credibility, and I think that has a lot to do with the social media age, where everybody's so entitled to their opinion that they can post it on every blog site, and you can criticize everything from just such a negative perspective. It used to be okay to have fun, to laugh, to think that something sounds funny and still dance about it. But it just seems like nowadays, if somebody experiments or does something a little different, that it's just unacceptable. And people who have appreciated music for a longer time seem not to understand it. So I get a little aggravated when people are so overly opinionated about music.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of times we're just in the studio having fun. So.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I definitely agree. And I just think that, you know, some people are, and I think you're right, I think some people are so used to some of that great music that we knew in the 70s and the 80s and even the early 90s. And I think that you're right. You know, everything changes and everything evolves to something different, you know, like it did from the 70s to the 80s, from the 80s to the 90s. And I think, you know, as always, you know, some of the older fans are just having a hard time trying to adjust to the change. But I know eventually they'll get there, but I know they're having a hard time with it right now. But I do agree with you, absolutely. My other question for you is, you know, for some of the new artists, you know, some of the up-and-coming artists and, you know, the amateur artists out there who strive to be great in this music business, who want to be where you are, what advice do you give to them?
Well, I wish to keep God first. It's amazing to know that God will direct your path. If you kind of keep him first, I kept myself surrounded by music, but I never relinquished everything all at once. In other words, I always had a job. I was always in school. And I kind of just said, God, if it's your will for me to be in this music industry, then I need you to open up the door and pay attention to doors that are opening. But at the same time, don't stop your whole entire life on a wing. Because a lot of times we're kind of sort of jumping the gun. I think that if God is going to open up the door, that he's going to do it. You don't have to let everything else go, forget about everything, drop everything else. I see a lot of young people hungry on the streets, asking other people for money, getting into bad business deals because they're not trusting that God is going to open up the door. They're kind of leaning to their own, I guess, understanding. So I know this music thing happened for me by keeping God first, staying in school, and just staying focused on music, paying my rent and my car note, and being a good steward of what God did give to me, so that when he made the increase, I was prepared for it and I was responsible.
Absolutely, and that's some incredible advice. And I hope some of the new R&B artists and new singers out there that are listening right now, definitely take heed to that advice. Some great and wonderful advice. And my last and final, Chrisette, I want to ask you, other than music, are you inspiring to do anything with TV and with television and film?
Music gets in the way. I mean, there are trips to Paris. Now I'm taking a trip to Russia. Now there's a trip to the Cayman Islands. You know, it's always something else to do with this music thing. I don't know how I'm going to grow out of it, how I'm going to get into this acting thing. Every time I say I'm going to go to Los Angeles and hang out with my agent for a few weeks, there's another trip that comes up. So I do aspire to getting to acting. I feel very young. I feel like I still have time. So it's another one of those things where I'm not going to throw to the wind what I have in front of me right now. I'm going to be responsible with it and just allow God to open the door for acting.
There it is. Well, we definitely can't wait until he opens that door for you, because that's just another avenue of talent that we know that you'll definitely be successful at. So we definitely can't wait to see that that blossom with you as well. Well, I just want to say that just listening to your music and being such a fan of it, I just want you to know that you definitely want to be ready, because probably in another decade, you know, you may have some teenagers that may come up to you and say, Chrisette, I'd like to thank you for allowing me to be born. You know, so
oh, it's out of control. I mean, the compliments that I receive now, and I'm 30 years old, are out of control. There are high schoolers that come to me and tell me they've been listening to me since elementary school, and I'm just like, what do you mean? I've only been doing this for 7 years. So I am overwhelmed with the love, and I'm really grateful.
Well, I just want to say definitely, as far as I'm concerned, in the D-Hour Radio Network, it was truly an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show with us, and it's truly blessed for you to bless us with your presence tonight. And I want to thank you for that. Ms. Fabulous, any closing comments for Chrisette?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I negated to include, Chrisette, that your blend of sound kind of puts me in the mindset of, you know, Ella Fitzgerald and the Ella James and, you know, that type of era, you know, the Renaissance era. And I just like how you blend it into the R&B sector, and you have that international trend sound. So you really can't categorize you in one particular genre. And I say for that, you know, are you going to pretty much stay with that formula, or, you know, is there going to be a point as into where grassroots is going to be quickly the R&B sound?
There is no formula to attention deficit disorder. You just kind of do what comes naturally. You feel it out as you go, and you hope you're not making too many mistakes along the way.
Yes, I love it. I love it. And this is pretty much in my, you know, review of my artists who are my favorites, and you're definitely one of them. You know, you do a lot of humanitarian work, but you're so humble, so you're not on every television saying, I gave. You know, and I really appreciate that, and I applaud your effort. So any particular philanthropy cause or humanitarian cause that you're very, you know, more so compassionate about? Because I know you do so
hunger,
many.
Hunger, really, really. I hate to see people hungry. And so we're constantly, I mean, just doing super random things like getting out and going, hanging out at soup kitchens on days off on tour, or coming out of the tour bus to hand out lunches at a homeless shelter. I mean, we're just a little bit obsessed with feeding the hungry. I hate to see people go hungry. I don't understand it. I don't know why it has to happen. And I feel like it's something that I want to help to see come to an end.
Wow. That is super, super awesome, because all too often, you know, it's just one paycheck away from someone being in that position.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. So as a national recording artist, that means a lot to me, and I'm sure of all the thousands of listeners, you know, to know that you're on the status, but you have no problem with, you know, washing your hands and getting down to the problem, the root of the problem. So, you know, I commend you, and I even love you more as a fan. I'm more so of a fan after this interview on today. So just thank you so, so very much for all of your contributions and all of your humanitarian work. And I'm looking forward to June being Black Music Month. It's going to be even more super. So.
Yes.
I am on site. So, you know, from the poets to the underground poets to the lyricists such as myself, we salute you, Chrisette Michelle.
I really appreciate it, guys. You've been so beautiful tonight, and it's a wonderful, wonderful chat I got to have. I really appreciate it.
We definitely appreciate you. CK, any closing comments for Chrisette before she leaves?
I just know when June get here and your CDs come out, I'm going to have to hide my CD from all my female friends because I want to take the time to actually enjoy the CD. Every time I get something, they just take it, especially when it comes to your CD. So, yeah, I'm going to have to hide it or have, like, phony copies of, like, a blank box or something just to keep them away. But thank you for what you're doing in music. As a humanitarian, as a person, keep doing what you're doing, and God bless you.
I really appreciate it.
You're most
you
blessed.
Guys are beautiful. You guys are way too nice, but thank you so much.
Oh, we mean it, Chrisette.
I appreciate it. It's been a wonderful, wonderful time talking to you guys, and I hope you have a blessed evening, and I will talk to you soon, I'm sure.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you.
Absolutely. Chrisette, thank you so much for joining us, and you have a blessed night. And I just want to let you know that as far as we're concerned, you're no longer a guest on this network. And thank you so much for joining us. The Hour Radio Network, that was the beautiful Miss Chrisette Michelle joining us on the show right now. Definitely got it in with her. Another wonderful interview, as always, getting it in on the The Hour Radio Network. Definitely love talking to her. Love the single better. Definitely a great single. One of my favorites off the new album. And I know it's going to be favorites of a lot of other people. Definitely when the new album drops. Right now, we had the caller number 10 that was on the line for the tickets. For some reason, the young lady hung up. She might want to call back. If not, I'm going to have to go to the next caller. So I'm gonna kick off this my D Slate's Indie to Superstardom double play, and when we come back, if she ain't called back, I might have to go to the next caller. So it's time for D Slate's Indie to Superstardom double play. It's my segment where I pick indie artists who I think definitely should be superstar artists because they have such incredible music. So right now, we're going to kick it off. I have some Kazmi, some Trilogy. D Slate's Indie to Superstardom double play right here on the DR Radio Network. Let's go.
You might know me, I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your co-workers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. D Hour Radio Network, getting it in for the fit in. You already know how we do it. D Slate, Miss Fabulous CK, the crew is in the building playing the hits. You just got through listening to D Slate's Indie Artist to Superstardom Double Play. That's when I or my co-host, we pick two indie artists who we think should be superstar artists right now, and we pull them into the double play just to let everybody know these artists that we're playing right now, we think should be superstar artists right now. And in the double play, you heard my girl Kazmi with Call Me Whatever, and then the incredibly talented group of Trilogy with their new single Stay. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, Trilogy's new song Stay, the video is absolutely phenomenal. And if you want to, definitely go to YouTube and look up Trilogy, T-R-I-L-L-O-G-Y. Look up their new single, Stay. I guarantee the video, you're going to absolutely love it. You're going to absolutely love it. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Fabulous CK, we have our 10th caller for the BBD tickets at the Addicts Theater in Norfolk, Virginia tomorrow. We're going to bring her on right now. Caller 757-748. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, everybody. This is Java calling from Chesapeake.
All right.
Well, hey, Java, how you doing? You are caller number
10.
Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight and calling in. You are caller number 10 for the BBD ticket giveaway. And we want to thank you so much for definitely tuning in to the show. And all the callers, everybody that's listening right now, we do this kind of thing all the time. You know, we're going to be doing this kind of thing all the time on the D-Hour Radio Network, you know, giving away different things like that. So you guys just got to be tuning in on any other given shows Sunday through Thursday or Saturday. You just never know what's going to be going down. So that's why you got to be listening. But, Java, thank you so much for calling in. Miss Fabulous, I turn it over to you.
Absolutely, and that's Java, J-A-V-A.
Uh-huh. Hi.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Okay, well, this is a little other caveat to the competition or the winnership, if you will. All right, so you were the 10th caller to receive tickets for the Throwback Series at the Addicts Theater going down tomorrow, Friday, April 12, 2013 at 8 p.m. You and a guest will be in the building, Java, right? So this is what I need you to do. Okay, this is how we're going to do this. All right,
okay.
Let me shake out the sheets. All right. Now, what I'm going to do is sing a little bit of the song, and you're going to fill in the blanks so we can make it official, all right? You good with that?
Okay, I hope this is one of their easier ones.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to do it the right way because I'm a Beantown girl. They're from Boston, I'm from Boston. So, you know, I'm going to look out. All right, so here we go.
Okay.
It's driving me out of my mind.
Oh, I got you.
Your turn.
I gotta sing it? Okay,
yeah.
That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get it out of my head. Mr. Kisser Lover. That girl is poison.
That girl is also going to see Belle DeVoe going down at the Addicts Theater. Tomorrow, Friday, April 12th at 8 p.m. And for those who are hating on Java, that girl is poison, you can get your tickets at Ticketmasters, but you can't, you know, get them on the D-Hour Show Radio Network because Java already got them. All right?
Right.
So that was great, being a great sport. We really, really appreciate it. Were you able to hear any of the show on tonight with Chrisette Michelle?
I caught, like, the last little piece where she was closing on the topic about homelessness. And y'all was, like, telling her thank you for being on the show. So I missed most of it, but I caught the last piece.
Right, and you caught that number, and you caught the word on Facebook to go ahead and call
in. I know, I wasn't even trying. I wasn't trying to be honest. I just happened
absolutely.
To be sitting here.
Absolutely. Well, we hope that we've gained another listener, and we hope that we've gained your fanship to continue to tune in to the D-Hour Show Radio Network. What I'm going to do, Java, I would like for you to do two things. One, I need you to tell the people that you won tickets to Belle Biv DeVoe on Celebrity Thursday, the D Hour Show. I know it's a lot,
okay,
so let me help you. All right. My name is, tell the people your name.
This is Java.
All right.
And I just,
Go ahead. And I just won tickets on the D Hour Show Radio Network.
And I just won tickets on the D Hour Radio Show Network.
Yes. And who are the tickets for? Who are you going to see tomorrow?
BBD, Belle Biv DeVoe.
That's right, going down once again at the Attic Theater. So, Java, congratulations. I'm going to, for promotional purposes, I am going to put your information on Facebook, but we're going to take down your personal information, and that would not be recorded. So we're going to go in the green room and get down your telephone number, your name, and your date of birth. And, again, that will not be recorded. So at this time, congratulations to Java out of Chesapeake, Virginia. She is going to see Belle Biv DeVoe, right? Belle Biv DeVoe. I'm so excited for her. I can't even get out myself. Yes, a Bean Town girl will be in the building, Boston, all day long, drive out.
Hey.
Yes. Hopefully, I'll have the opportunity to meet you. Yes.
Well,
go ahead, Eastland.
Well, Java, this is what we're going to do. Stay on the line. We'll get you in the screening room. We're going to play a quick song real quick for everybody, and then I'll let Miss Fabulous get your information. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to close it out for the show tonight. Had an incredible show. Thank you to Chrisette Michelle. Thank you for all the listeners that tuned in and hanging out. Tune into the show Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. I'm telling you, we do this kind of stuff all the time. You never know who's going to be on the show. You never know what the hell we're going to be doing. You got to be listening to the show. Absolutely. So we got some Chrisette Michelle, I'm a Star, right here on the DR Radio Network. When we come back, we're closing it out. Let's go.
All
Let's
right.
go.
Myself drown, no, I will not hide myself. The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to the Hour Radio Network. D Slate, CK, Miss Fabulous in the building, playing the hits. You already know how we do it. That was the beautiful Miss Chrisette Michelle with her hit single, I'm a Star. You already know how we get it in. Had another phenomenal show tonight. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show. Thank you so much for joining us. Big, huge shout-out to the beautiful Miss Chrisette Michelle for joining us tonight and having some fun with us and getting it in. And thank you to Miss Javanese for tuning in and winning the Belle Biv DeVoe tickets to see them at the Addicts Theater tomorrow. Congratulations, Javanese. I really do hope you enjoy the concert and tell Michael and Ricky and Ronnie that D Slate and Miss Fabulous and CK said what's up, and we'll definitely see them on the show real soon. I want to again tell you guys to make sure you tune into the D Hour Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. You never know what we're going to be doing. Miss Fabulous, any closing comments before we roll out?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. This has been a phenomenal show, hands down. Chrisette Michelle is so classy and such an incredible person, lady doing her thing. I cannot wait for her new project to, you know, grace the stores and grace the hands of fans such as I. I also love the fact that she spoke to her humanitarian work and what she stands and believes in, and that she never lost herself in the process of the making of Chrisette Michelle. So I really value that information and which was disseminated on today. Also, congratulations to Javanese of Chesapeake, Virginia, for winning the tickets for tomorrow's throwback concert series going down at the Atox Theater in Norfolk, Virginia. So congratulations once again, and congratulations to our winner on Monday, Tamika Winborn of Hampton Roads area. She was also our winner. And shout out to our other host, guest, Tracy Braxton, that was on with us on Monday. So the Hour Show Radio Network, we're doing great, great things. And I will close by stating this. You know, look out soon. The Poetic Justice Morning Show will be moving over to the D Hour Show Radio Network. It's going to be produced by Lamont Ferguson and yours truly. So, therefore, definitely keep it locked. Don't go nowhere. We're doing incredible things. And to all the people with the dream, don't give up on your dream. Allow your dream to make reality.
There it is. I love it. CK, closing comments, bro.
I just want to tell everyone to have a great week. Enjoy life as much as you can, because you may be here today and may not be the next, but live it like it lasts. Love life. To all the poets, thank you. All the spoken word artists, thank you. My family of the D Hour Radio Network, thank you. I love you all, and have a great week.
Oh,
there it is. We love you too, CK. We call him our Charming King. Charming King CK.
That's right.
I definitely want to say I love my family. You know, I love my family at the DR Radio Network. These people are phenomenal. They're absolutely phenomenal, and I'm truly blessed to have such an incredible team with me on the DR Radio Network. And that's to all my peeps on the DR Radio Network, as well as my family with me tonight. I just want to thank all the supporters and listeners of the network. Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. Big shout-out, much love to Chrisette Michelle for joining us, as well as all of our winners who won the tickets to the BVD concert. Definitely congratulations to you guys. We truly do hope you enjoy the concert. Big shout out to Seven Seas. Big shout out to the Attic Theater for supporting that. So definitely big shout out to them as well. And you guys are going to get, you're going to hear more things about a lot of incredible things that we're going to be doing. So definitely make sure you guys are just listening and hanging out with us. And I just want to say that please be safe. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday night. Show love to your loved ones, not hate. And just show them that they're just as important as everything else in your life. And just be safe and be happy. D-Slate, CK, Miss Fabulous signing off. We'll see you guys next time. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Good night, everybody.
Hottest in the town, reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show. Yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the Starship. The hottest station show. We love the underground artists. Yeah.